Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Today, I want to talk to you about who is in your top five. So a few years ago here in the United States, T-Mobile, which is a cell phone company, had an advertisement that they would play about being in your top five. And if someone was in your top five, like the top five contacts that you got to select who was in your top five. And those top five people, I can't remember if they got a special ringtone. It wasn't my cell phone provider, but you could call those people for free. And that was when cell phones were still charging you by the minute of talk time instead of data, which kills me. But they were charging you on talk time. And if somebody was in your top five, talking to them did not count negatively towards your talk time. So you would identify your top five people that you would talk to the most. And then that was your benefit. Those were your top five. So Greg and I love to listen to comedians, and there's a comedian and he has a joke about being in your top five. And so we talk about this concept often. There's also a motivational speaker. He has passed away, named Jim Rohn. And I've never really listened to Jim Rohn, but I've heard this quote quoted so many times that I know it is associated with him. And he says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You're the average of them in income, in positivity, in activation, just everything about them. The five people that you spend the most time with, that is who you will be most like. And I remember when I first heard this quote, and I heard it over and over again as I started listening to podcasts. And it really caused me to think, who are the five people I spend the most time with? And at the time, I mean, this was years and years ago, when I first heard this quote, I was thinking, yeah, it's true. My income is the average of the five people I spend the most time with. My gossip level is the average of the five people I spend the most time with. I don't gossip anymore. I used to gossip. I used to spend my time very differently than I do now. And I remember it was a very conscious decision I made hearing that quote over and over again and thinking about, well, who do I want to be like? Like, what income do I want to have? What kind of free time do I want to have? How do I want to spend my free time? What do I want to talk about in conversations? My pet peeve, oh my goodness, is small talk. I don't do small talk. Don't tell me what the weather is going to be like. I have a phone. Thank you very much. And if I care, I will look at the phone. And I very rarely care. Like, I don't care. I don't care what the weather is. I don't care what the sports score is. Unless there's a natural disaster going on, I really don't care what the news says. I don't listen to the news. And at the time when I first started doing this, I was watching CNBC every day, and I was freaking about the stock market and our money every day, like, oh my gosh, it's going to go down, sell everything. Oh, it's going to go up. You know, I was very panicked. I lived in a very moment to moment life. And now I live a much more peaceful, purposeful, proactive, and cultivated life. I have cultivated the life that I am living, and I let the media in and the people in that I want, and I don't the rest. Like, my life is not directed based on what comes across my desk or comes across my TV, because I watch TiVo and Hulu and Netflix. And I purposefully, when I sit down to watch junky TV, I'm picking which junky TV show I watch, and I'm not watching the commercials because I pay for some service where there are no commercials. So even in my free time, even in my leisure, I am choosing not to be marketed to through commercials, and not to get my news fed to me through a regular network news program. I go out and I Google search what I want to find the news out about. So that's the kind of person I am. That's the kind of person I've become in the last 5 years. And it all started with this quote, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Now, when you hear that, you may think about the five people you spend the most time with. They may be all under the size of 3 feet tall. You can't change that. Like, you're not going to all of a sudden change your spouse, your kids, your parents, your parish, your church, or whatever. Like, the people that you spend the most time with are somewhat static and somewhat flexible. So physical time with, who you spend the most physical time with, may not be as easy to change as your intellectual time. And that's what I did. I immediately started seeking out who, if I could have them in a room with me, who would I want to spend the most time with? Who would I want to learn from? Who do I want to be like? If I could hang out with them tomorrow and we lived in the same city, who would I hang out with? So how I did this was through podcasts, and you're listening to this podcast. So this will be very easy for you to do if you should so choose to do it. And I picked like two or three podcasters that I really liked at the time, and I listened to every one of their episodes, and I would listen sometimes to their episodes over and over again, and just I would mentally be with them all the time. And over the years, those podcasts that I've listened to have changed. There are new podcasts that I binge to, and I will look up podcasts and learn information or get my questions answered. But when I find somebody I really like, it's interesting. Sometimes it's not even a topic I would normally talk about, but I really like the person. So I will listen to their podcast, and virtually, I will become their best friend. I hope I'm your best friend. And I will get to know a lot about them. Like, you probably know a lot about me, a lot more about me than I even realize that I'm revealing, and I know I'm revealing a lot. You probably know a lot about me. I might be one of your top five. I mean, you might listen to me, and now that I'm going to have two podcasts, and I mean, you may listen to me every day. You may be interacting with me in social media every day. I might be one of the top five people that you spend the most time with. So I want you to think about this as I'm recording this at the end of 2017. We're about to spend a lot of time with family. And family can be awesome and amazing, and I love my family. And family also knows the old you, not the you you are today and the you are becoming tomorrow. And they're comfortable with the old you. And sometimes we change our personality and we don't get our new and current needs met through the family that has been with us and will be with us. So I want you to think about the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and think about who are the five people you want to spend 2018 with. And I'm going to give you four ideas of people to think about, or characteristics in people that I think would be most helpful for you going forward in 2018. First of all, focus on people who are positive and encouraging. Being positive is a choice. Everybody has life happen to them, and you have seen people in your life who have tragedy happen to them, and they still have a positive spirit. They're not happy, but they have a proactive, positive spirit to them. Equally, you have people in your life where literally if somebody cuts them off on the road, it is the end of their week, and you will not stop hearing about it for 30 days. Like, they will talk about this person that, oh my gosh, get over it. Seek out people who are positive and are encouraging and are looking at life through a positive lens. It makes the world of difference how you view the circumstances you're going through, no matter how good or bad they are. If you have a positive and encouraging mindset, things are just easier and go better. The second one is, I encourage you to find five people who will cause you to think and grow. You know, there is no neutral. For so long, I was trying to get my to-do list done so that I would be finished. Never going to happen. Or that I could systemize everything so I would have all this free time. Never going to happen. like we're not going to get done. We're not going to check off the list. So you are either thinking and growing, or you are stagnating and reversing. There is no neutral in life. There is no treading water. There is no common ground. You're either starting to drown or you are swimming. Find the people who are swimming. Find how they have changed the way they're thinking and growing, and work on growing and thinking and changing. I think you're doing that with this podcast. Now, for me, I love a good tantalizing conversation. I love to discuss religion, politics, money, like all of the things you're not supposed to talk about. Game on. Let me in. Like, I love conversations that are going to cause me to think and grow and stretch and refine and change the way I view things. You know, I have my own religious and political beliefs, but I am totally open to talking about yours too. And that does not make my religious or political beliefs any less valid than yours. I love diversity. I love to learn about all different people all over the world, all different cultures, races, religions, all of it. I think that the diversity is amazing. And you believing something that I don't believe doesn't make my belief or your belief any less. It just gives me more information. And often I was in debate in high school. I would love having in debate class, you had to research the topic on both sides. And when you walked into the debate contest on the weekend, forensics, I think it was called, when you walked in, they would tell you as you walked in the room, which side of the debate you were on. And you had to argue for either side. So I love knowing both, there's usually more than two sides, but two sides of an issue and being able to see things. Greg and I went on a trip last weekend and, you know, he's very stressed. He lives a very stressed life. He's married to me, for crying out loud. So we went on vacation. It was just the two of us, no kids. We had 10 hours in the car driving, 5 hours each way. I love driving in the car with my husband. We started, he had AM radio on. I mean, shoot me now. And they were doing some monotonous discussion about some political thing. It was very, you know, bent towards its political belief. And it was, you know, just railing on the other side, railing, railing, railing. And I said, well, you know, the other side has this point. And immediately Greg was very defensive and arguing. And I said, no, we've got 5 hours, like, and we aren't going to solve this problem at all. So let's really look at what is the other side saying? Like, here's what the other side's saying, and here's what my experience has been. I could see why they see this from that way. And he let his guard down because he had the time, and he said, yeah, but what about this part of the issue? And I said, yeah, I see that too, but can you see this? And he was like, yeah. And so for the first time in a while, we had enough time, and we were not threatened or trying to decide this political issue ourselves for... Me, I often look at both sides of a situation to say, I understand you and I believe this way, but this is what these people are saying and for this reason, and does that make sense to you? They're not articulating that well in this program that we're listening to, but if you get down to the bottom line of what they're discussing, this is the issue. And at that level, he was able to then see the other side as not the enemy, but an actual conversation to have. There is value in having people around you who are not so like you that they cause you to think and grow. And it doesn't mean you're going to change your religious or your political beliefs or all of a sudden you're going to convert to something else. It just means that, number one, you'll know even deeper why you think the way you think, but also you will have empathy and compassion and understanding for the other side. And when we're really going to solve problems in the world, the big problem, you have a big problem that you were created to solve. I'm just trying to get you enough time to solve it. In order to do that, you have to see the other side of things. I can't teach you about organization if I think, you know, there's only one way to get organized. Because if I think there's only one way to get organized, there are so many of you that I would miss. So many awesome products and possibilities and collaborations that we can have to help the homeowner get organized. I have to be in a mindset of collaboration and not one of my way is the only way. So find people that help you to think and grow, not change your mind, but also help you articulate why you think the way you think, even though their points are valid as well. Number three, I want you to find people that will help you reach your goals and not theirs. You know, I'm very goal-oriented, as we can tell, and my goal is to help you organize your home. And in 2018, to also help you organize your paper through the Sunday Basket podcast, to motivate you, encourage you, make you laugh, inspire you, give you actionable steps to move forward. You're listening to this podcast because you want to get organized. So I am trying to help you reach your goals. I have goals as well. I have other goals that are in addition to this, but at this time, I'm helping you meet your specific goal of getting your home organized. Because I've become so passionate about paper organization, and I could tell that this is going to be another, basically, company under Organize 365 that will be as big or possibly bigger than the Organize 365 brand that I've grown, I'm creating a new podcast, the Sunday Basket Podcast. It has its own website. It has its own workshops. It's going to have its own products. Because that's a goal I have. Listening to the Organize 365 podcast, organizing your paper may not be a goal that you have. And if I were to change the direction of this podcast to now be a paper organizing podcast, while you may not care, it's not really why you're listening to Organize 365. So because of that, I have moved that to another platform, because I know your goal is to get your home organized. And when it's to get your paper organized, you'll go over there. Also, sometimes people want you to achieve your goal so that they achieve their goal, but sometimes they want you to do something just because it's their goal and it's not really what is in the best interest of you, especially if you're in a home-based business, a direct sales business, or on a volunteer team, or I'm trying to think of some other examples. Sometimes you get so caught up in helping other people achieve their goals that you lose sight of what your own goals are. I would like you to get really clear on what's the one thing you really want to make sure you do in 2018, and then seek out people in your top five that will help you achieve that goal that you have. And then the last one, number four, in your top five, your top five people are there to inspire you, motivate you, and encourage you to do more and be more just because you're around them. Like, when I'm around people that are helping me up-level my game physically, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, in my business, I dress nicer. I stand taller. I research who's going to be at that networking event before I go. I double proofread that email before I send it out. I want to put my best foot forward. They cause me to be the better version of me that I already am. It's not that they're expecting it of me. It's not that they make me feel less than if I don't do those things. It's that I want to. It makes me level up my game to not be worthy, but kind of to be worthy around those top five. You know what I'm talking about. Like, if Oprah's coming, you're cleaning the house, right? I mean, who are the people in your top five that when you listen to them, when you're around them, when you use their products, when you join their programs, they make you do more and be more? Not in a, I'm going to check the box, so I'm going to do more. I have all these things on my to-do list, but like, I am coming alive. Like, what is inside of me is coming alive because I am around these five people. They are making me level up my game so that I am worthy to be around them, so that I can be the average of them. Like, if you are picking aspirational people to be in your top five, you can't do what you've done every day up until now, right? You need to really up-level your game and put in that extra 15 minutes and take that extra thinking time in order to be like these people that are in your top five. Very different podcast I have for you today, and it's a little bit shorter than usual, but hey, if you're listening to this real time, and a lot of you are, it's the middle of December. I mean, I could give you an actionable step to do, but I think that's just going to be guilt at this point. So the only actionable step I'm giving you is not an organization one. It is a mindset one. We're going into 2018. At the end of 2018, what do you want your life to look like? Who do you want to be associating with? How much money do you want to be making? And who are those people that are already living that life that you want to be living 12 months from now? I'm not saying the life you're living isn't good now, because it's probably great. Mine is awesome. Like, I love my life now. But I'm always looking for growing forward, not falling backwards. Striving for the next thing, not perfection, but the next thing, excellence. And so I hope that you choose me as one of your top five, but also I give you power to look around. Who are some other people that would be good podcasts to follow? Or sometimes I even use TV characters and TV shows, and I'll binge watch all of the seasons and put myself in that character's shoes, and that becomes one of my top five. Your top five don't have to be the physical people that you see every day. They can be, but they don't have to be. So really consciously think about who is in your top five going into 2018. Now, next week, I have the funnest podcast for you. I am going to tell you why organizing your house is like playing that game Candy Crush on your phone. Yep, that's coming at you next week.